welcome back, everybody, to Appleton Golf Course. Just wrapping up the cross-country meet here. Lacapra Valley, Dawes and Boyd hosting. Coach John Sherb joins me. And John, I know we don't have official results yet, but probably a good idea how we did.
The boys, I figured the boys were going to be where we are, just with our level we're at. I thought they did, but I think we took the tops. And we changed a little bit. They worked together. Bramer tried going with Darius along, see how he long, they changed some things up a little bit. And this is not an easy course.
No,
that's why
it's not.
I told the girls, I said, you can't expect to run PRs in this course. It's a challenging. And I said, if you don't believe me, I said, I'll get a hold of Nikki Parity. She will tell you, all the years she's ran this course, she challenged. This is a tough course to run on.
Because of the hills?
Yeah, the hills, and you're changing in the backside where also there's no air.
Okay.
And there's no one back there. So you get kind of caught in no man's land. If anybody breaks, you get caught and you don't know where you're at. So you fight that mess.
Okay.
So girls are tough. We'll get funnels back, will help us. It still wouldn't have mattered. Again, it's tough to race fast course. You're going to be sore and tired today.
Yep.
And that's the biggest thing is...
running on Tuesday.
Yeah, racing Tuesday, coming back on Thursday. Again, you're going from that really, really quick, not a challenging course, to a real challenging course. So your quick twitch muscles, your hamstrings are going to be so much tighter. Now it's like, they don't like you today.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is. So, like I said, it's another race under our belt, trying to get ourselves back, get our feet wet, and just kind of figure this out. And that's what we're figuring out on the goal.
I interviewed the kids, and they all basically said... we have to enjoy running today because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right, and that's the way life is,
yep.
And that's the way we are right now. We just, every day is one day at a time, and we get through, and the next day we'll get up, and hopefully things are good. We can do things and just keep going and just enjoy the moment, enjoy every day.
Yep. On the boys' side, boys' race, you finished, 1-8 or 1-7 or something like that?
Yeah, 1-7, I think we did.
Ran strong?
Zeke ran strong. We changed him up a little bit just because he was hot, and we didn't want to take a chance of injuries, and we were just kind of changing his style a little bit. He wanted to kind of be a little conservative, then really hammer the next part, trying to just get some different tactical racing in him to feel that. So, and that was the good thing with that, because that's just the way it is.
And the other boys stand out, ran well for you today?
I think we're Mason. He put himself on the edge today. He ran with Darius, because Darius ran just a super race on Tuesday. That's best I've seen him run.
Oh, okay.
And he looked really solid on Tuesday, and then Mason went with him. Yeah, Mason fell off a little bit, but again, you've got to learn to be able, not be afraid to go and change your normal.
Okay.
If you can run in that uncomfortable spots at times, that's going to get you to the next level, and that's what you always got to do. If you're willing to do that, you're going to see change.
Okay.
But if you aren't, then you're going to be stuck in that same boat.
All right. Girls' side, Taylor Shelstad, I believe, placed first for Lacapra Valley, Dawson Boyd,
yep.
But Morris, the McCray girl, right?
Yep.
Ahead of her.
Yep, and the McCray girl is a young one that's running well, and she's in the same thing with the Morris girl. It's just Taylor is she's learning a lot as she goes because, one, she feeds off Annika. Well, now you got to figure out you're leading, you're involved in that front.
Yep.
Now how do you handle it? And I think she's growing. And that's the thing is we got to have these girls grow a little bit and figure this devil out, and we'll be fine. It's just, again, they've got, that's that whole mental edge again. And, it's a thing I keep saying, and it's not like it's recording. It's true. Mentally, how you can prepare yourself. You give yourself a chance, you have a chance. When you don't give yourself a chance, it's going to be a tough race.
I think Alex Stitz said when I was interviewing her, this is really more mental now because you're running against one team or two teams,
mm-hmm.
not a bunch of teams.
And right.
I'm mentally hard that way.
Yes, because now you get caught in no man's land, you have no one to focus, so you've got to push yourself internally. And, we've been fortunate over the years, we run at Malacca, you run at New England Spicer, a lot of teams, 15 teams, you always got people around you. Now it's like, you're looking for the next one, where it is. Either you're no too far in front, too far back. It's fights, and then you can play games yourself, and you can struggle.
All right, where are you at next week?
Next week, we get to go up to Wheaton, which we have not ran at Wheaton since probably, 1990.
Oh, really?
Dalston took them up, because I remember I came back from Fargo. I was still finishing up part of my schooling up there, and they raced up there. So I went up to, I came back home from Fargo on a Saturday morning to watch them race in Wheaton. So I want to say it's about 1990 is the last time they ran there. So,
Camby Mignola gonna be up there?
Yep, they'll be up there. We'll finally get to see that machine. That girl's side is a machine and a half. We're just, if we get to race someone new that we haven't seen.
Okay.
So that's what we want. So we've been trying to see them when we can. We just haven't. Same with the boys. The Stokes boys. Stokes is running really, really well on the boys' side. He'll be in the thick of things. And then also, they also have Wheaton has also a boy that was kind of he was like a third runner. for us, he was right in front of him, so we'll see something that way.
Okay. All right, and what day is that then?
Thursday, so we get a little training in next week. You're ready to race on Thursday next week up there. So
okay.
We're in the early session. We're at 4 o'clock, so I'll be nice to get that out.
I'll be there.
Perfect.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, and it's your birthday, is that correct?
That,
is that what I've been hearing through the...
Did you hear the girls sing to me?
No, I did not.
They all gathered around here in front of the microphone, and they sang to me.
Well,
embarrassed me.
Oh, that's good. they are right. Good with it. So,
Dale, you can just step up to the mic there. Okay. Thanks, John.
Yeah, okay.
Dale Hendricks joins me. Dale, how'd your team do?
Did well. Okay. Our number one girl had a real nice run, had a good finish, felt good about running after the race, talked to her for a while. Our girls' team, I thought, looked pretty strong.
Okay.
Our guys' team.
Individually, you got some names you can throw out there?
Haley Work, probably right now as our number one runner, looks really tough.
Haley.
Haley Work, yep.
Okay.
I suppose I can take that off.
Yep.
Take my mask off to talk.
Yeah, you got to talk.
But guys, again, Thomas Tiernan, our top runner, looked strong. That's something out of our boys' team we haven't seen before, is that they look more like what our girls' team does the first mile or so. I had a whole group together running,
yep.
Which is nice. Try to encourage each other to go run together, run hard, and I thought it worked out pretty good for them.
All right, yeah. They look strong, your girls' team did.
Yeah.
How they been doing all the season? Finishing in the top?
Our first couple triangulars, we get third, and then our times have gotten better.
Good.
One of our top girls, I pulled out of the race about a mile and a half into it. Just, you know, it's better to be out now than to be out in the conference.
Yep.
So she's not probably very happy with me, but that's okay. It's why I get paid the big bucks. So, but no, they ran well. It's a nice course. The kids like running here. So.
It's a difficult course, though.
It is, and it's if you want to get better, you got to go out and work hard. I mean, we're going to see, like, our section meet will be in Long Prairie, and it's all hills. So
it is.
Coming over and taking a look at a lot of hills is nice.
Okay.
So.
All right, Dale, thanks for taking the time. You better get on the bus. They're going to leave there.
Yeah,
so.
It's a long run home.
All right. If they had cross country at Madison High School in the 70s, or they did. But
they did. I ran cross country
for
3 years. Yep.
Okay, I was going to ask you if you ran cross country.
Trying to get ready for basketball season. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks, Dale.
Thank you.
Dale Hendricks, former Madison High School graduate, 1977, coaching up in Morris for many years. And I think he said it was the 16th year. Coaching cross country at Morris Chook, Alberta. That'll wrap things up here in Appleton on a beautiful Thursday for cross country. Appreciate all our sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And we'll get the results probably tomorrow morning on our local sports report at 7:15 tomorrow morning. So Coach Scherr will give me those results of here today. That's what I'm trying to say. Thanks a lot, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you up in Wheaton on Thursday.